Hello to all dear audience. I hope you have a great time. Today's subject is about energy. We want to talk more about that, where it comes from, how we get that, and how we release it. If you understand it clearly, we will get a good result. Many people have this question that how I can talk and negotiate for a long time. Where I get this energy? This is strange for them. I will tell you about that. As you know, energy is ability to do things, and the measure is Joule in SI scale. It is an important point that how much energy we receive and spend during a day. Your body receives energy from different ways. You get energy from what we touch, smell, hear, and eat. Someone said, I read a book and got energy. Or you said, I've heard something from someone of your podcast and got a lot of energy. Also, foods we eat are full of energy. People who have fat tissues in their bodies have more energy, and they get tired later because fat is one of the source of energy in your body. Energy is just like a battery. Batteries are inside your body. Some batteries have more energy, and when you exercise, you use them. When you run on treadmill, you don't feel tired for early a few minutes. After a few minutes, your body starts to use other batteries and sources which come from fat tissues. Your body looks for fat tissues when the sugar is done. We don't want to talk about biology. I want to tell you how much energy a businessman should have and how use this energy to negotiate with the buyers. What you have to use to get this energy? People who are skinny get tired after 2 or 3 calls. Based on physics, you get energy from everything, but sometimes this energy is not enough. When you get less energy than you spend, you feel tired. It means there is no balance between what you spend and what you get. Sometimes you have energy, but you have not motivated to do something. It means you need motivation to do it. You have energy, but no motivation. If someone suggests you something you like, your energy gets back and you do it. It means you get motivated by someone to do it, and you use your energy to do it. It means you have energy, but you don't like to use it. Your brain orders not to use your energy for something you don't like. And your brain likes to store energy for the future, unexpected future. It is completely scientific. Sometimes you have energy, but your brain doesn't let you use it because your brain wants to store this energy for unexpected future. And this is your body rule. It doesn't let you call the next customer. Brain orders you don't use your storage to do this. If you understand this point, you move when you stop because of it and don't let your brain stop doing things. It means you understand your brain deliberately keep you away from doing something. What makes people different from each other is not energy or time. The difference comes from what they do. On the other hand, they need energy to do things. But if they have energy, but they don't do something, it doesn't make difference. People who are skinny must use more protein, which comes from beans, meat, even you should use fruits. But remember, whatever causes you do something is your brain order. Sometimes your brain orders not to do. Your storage and you stop working while you have energy to continue. Your body designed to use updated energy. It means the sugar which is in your blood, not the stored ones. It means you stop working when your blood sugar decreases and your body doesn't tend to come back to the storage. It means to your fat tissues. And your brain stop working and order to stop. Your brain orders to stop working. It also happens, in real life, you refer not to spend your saving. And you may store as gold or something. It means you do with your money, the same as your fat tissues. Store it and don't use it. Your brain doesn't let you spend it. This is the first stage of your brain to keep you alive. Just alive. We have to skip from this level. It means we have to use the storage in our body and in our real life. It means we have to let our body use the energy, the storage energy, to do things. It means call to the next customer. Use your money. Don't store it for the future. We all have energy, potential, and capital. Use your energy to do things. Energy is neither created nor disappeared. It is changed. If I make money via business, no matter if I store it, but don't store to stay alive. Use your money to do business and make more money. In terms of negotiation, you have to give energy to your customers. In return, they give you their money. When you negotiate without spending energy, how do you expect to receive money? If you want to be effective on your addressee, you have to convey your energy. If you do that, you are in a right place. You have experience talking to someone who gives you energy and someone who doesn't. Which one is your choice? As a customer, you have a right to choose. Do you shake hands with someone who spend less energy? Or you shake hands with the man who spend a lot of energy? And you get positive sense from him. Please learn how to get energy and how to spend it. If you just store it, nothing happens. Please use your energy properly to get more energy. If you store your energy or your money and don't spend it, you can't get more energy. Imagine you are listening to someone who doesn't spend energy when he talks. Do you continue listening to him? The absolute answer is no. Money brings energy. Money brings power. You have to understand the energy that keep you inside to just stay alive can bring you more joy and comfort. You spend it in a right way and make money via that. It makes you more happy if you store it and spend it to make money, or store it and spend it to convince a customer and make money via that. Spend this energy to negotiate with your customers and see how your customers give you money. Because according to physics rules, energy doesn't create and doesn't disappear. It just changes. It means your energy change to money that customers give you. Speed brings energy. When you speak fast, you bring more energy. You give energy to your customers when you speak faster and when you don't speak smoothly. When you listen to someone who speaks slowly, you lose energy. You absolutely don't like to talk to someone who gets your energy. So try to negotiate with fast and energetic speech to attract customers. Imagine if you want to be effective on your addressing, how you should talk to convey your energy. If you talk slowly and smooth without any intonation, it means you don't raise your voice or you don't use any voice stress, your addressee doesn't get any energy from your speech and he doesn't want to continue with you, and you can't convince him even to stay in your negotiation. He leaves your negotiation and you can't convince him even to talk to you. And as a businessman, you can't sell anything. Thank you very much listening to this podcast. Thank you.